many of them are serial offenders that continue to be issued with no license. But more than that, it is also the fact that government does not even where the mine abandoned want to come with a solution. One example of that is the very areas, I mean, of south of Johannesburg, Roodepoort, and so on and so on, mine licenses. And ironically, actually, to some of the individuals that were implicated in abandoning the previous mine, we've seen mentors, and now they've issued, you know, new licenses to West Vets, and I can go on and on, you know, which, decisions goes against even their spatial development framework that, argues that those areas must be adequately rehabilitated and developed for housing. Now it is this government facilitation of impunity, lack of plan for rehabilitations of these mines, as well as actually recapitalizing the ones that still have substantial minerals. There is estimated 2,300 of these mines that have substantial minerals that government could actually take over, recapitalize, and ensure that they create, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of jobs, which will not only bring about, you know, development, but will actually make a serious headway in ending unemployment. Now, the approach of government of just criminalizing the entire industry indiscriminately means we are now dealing with about, you know, over 100,000 criminals in this country, right? Which is not necessary, because lots of those people are just mainly former miners and who have been abandoned by these corporations. And in the context of dire levels of poverty, hunger, but also catastrophic levels of unemployment across the country, and particularly in these distressed mining towns, these miners, you know, do what they know best, which is to take their tools, go underground, mine, because for the most part, this is the only skill that they have.